you're learning what you learned after Tazayim now. We'll start again from the Mishnah on Tezvav. The Mishnah says, "Kol anavelos mistarfos zu imzu." All anavelos are mistarf for each other. We'll see in the Gemara where it's mistarf. Shkotzim mistarf imze. Pashas that means to eat. If you eat a kazayis from them, then it's the loch is the lav feeding a kazayis, and the mistarf imze different bugs that are also mistarf with each other. And anavelos also mistarf with each other. The Gemara is going to explain what it means called Avelos Mistarfos. Dr. Gemara, Amar Rav. Loi Shonu, that we said, that the Avelos are Mistarf for each other, Loi Shonu El Inyan Tumah. That's only Legabe Tumah. El Inyan Achila, Tahir. That means, that we know an Avela is Metame, it's even Metame Masa, even when you carry it, it's Metame, you touch it, it's Tame. So we're saying all Nevelos, the halacha is that the Shir Nevelos Matama is a Kazayas. And the all Mitzdarif to a Shir Kazayas to be Matama. The all Mitzdarif to a Shir Kazayas to make someone or something Tame. But Achila, all Nevelos are not Mitzdarif. Because what are we talking about? We're talking about there's Tahirim Pnei Atzman and Tmeim Pnei Atzman. In Achila, Tahirim Pnei Atzman or Tmeim Pnei Atzman. Regarding Achila, Behemah Tahirim are Pnei Atzman and Behemah Tmeim Pnei Atzman. That means if you have a dead cow and a dead camel and you eat a half a kazayas of each, you are not chai for nevela. Why not? Because a Behemah Tomei does not have a din nevela. It's a camel. It doesn't have a din nevela. So Alinya Achila Tahirim Pnei Atzman and Tmeim Pnei Atzman. Mishnah says the Tziruf, that means Gabi Toma. But the Gabi Achila, there is no Tziruf. The Tahirim Pnei Atzman and Tmeim Pnei Atzman. Also achilik am starf to the issa nevela. So what would you say the machlekes the first man the Amar Rav and Levi is? What's the machlekes? If issa is chala issa maybe right? If tome if nevela is chala on a camel.
What?
It's a nevela gavet tuma. So gavet achilik if it's dead, the thing is dead. Could have come because it's ready also out a camel.
We can say the same thing for tuma.
What do you mean? What? What do you want to tell me? Tyra is not. Tyra is a cow. Because a live camel is not Matame.
It's dead.
Dead. That's why it's Tame. It's watching. That's not Issa Chalas. There's no Issa Tama. But the Gabi Issa Achila is Issa Achila race. That's not Chal. But my Tyra says that everyone agrees, really, that ain't Issa Chal Issa. So what's Pshat on Levi? That there is an Issa Nevela Chal on the Behemoth Tameah. So he says, since the Torah is mechadosh that chelev is chal even on iser on a behemah tameya, so that's mechadosh that by nevela somehow you can have isurim, you know, iser chal on iser. I'm saying the wrong thing. Nevela is chal on a chelev. He says since a nevela is chal on a chelev, so the nevela could also be chal on behemah tameya. That's Pshat on Levi. So Levi says even the gabay achil not mistarfim because it's iser nevela that's could be chal on a behemah tameya. So Rav holds no Issa Chal on Behemoth Tmeah, and Levi holds the Is. What does Rav Asi hold? Rav Asi Amar, Tahirim La'atzmam, V'tmeim La'atzmam. You separate the Tahirim, you know, can't be mixed up with Tmeah. So what does he mean? Igadam Apliga the Rav. Some say August on Rav. That means even the Gabi Tumma he holds is no Tziruf. Even the Gabi Tumma he holds no Tziruf. And what will be shot in that? The Gabi Tumma, why shouldn't be mixed up? So Taitis explains, because since the Gavi Achila is not Mitzarev, since the Gavi Tumah is not Mitzarev either. Since the Gavi Achila is no Issa Nevela, similar to you saying, Moshe, since the Gavi Behemoth Tumah is no Issa Nevela to eat, so it won't be Issa Tumah either. That's one Pshat of Asi. And the Yikadam Rila Peliga doesn't argue with Rav. He's just saying that the Gavi Achila, Tahirim La'atzman, V'tmeim La'atzman, he agrees to Rav that by Tumah it is Tumah. So it could be we have a third Shita, that one whole Shita holds, it can never be Mitzarev of Behemoth Tumah and Behemoth Tahirim, even the Gavi Tumah. Right? Good? Very clear. Meitzvah. That's the kashrut of a braisa. It says in the braisa, misas para, a dead cow, which is a kosher animal, v'chaye gomel, an alive camel, and you eat a piece of each. Ein mitzdarf mzeh mzeh. It's not mitzdarf. We got anything. Not like I have a tumah, not like I have a chila, it's not mitzdarf. Ein mitzdarf mzeh mzeh. But it's mash. But how misas shnei, ein mitzdarf. If they're both dead, it is mitzdarf. Vekasha, and some of the girls, Rav Asi. Why the girls after Rav Asi? Because the few Rav, you could say, it's if they're both dead, they're mistarif at least the Gabi Tumma. And Levi holds the Taka mistarif, even the Achila. So Rav Asi holds, if you want Lashon, Rav Asi holds no Tziruf at all, so it's a Kasha Rav Asi. Or it's a kasha for everyone because it sounds like it's talking about achila. The kasha. So the Gemara, no, I'll tell you, don't make a dig how misa shneim and starfin. Really, misa shneim and not mistarfin, because one's a kosher animal, one's a non-kosher animal. But what's the dig? Eim ha'chayi shneim and starfin. They're both alive, they will be mistarf. They got the issa achila of basim and achai. And one of Yehudi, the Omar, eivim and achai noig v'tumeh. We'll go according to Yehudi, the whole thing is issa eivim and achai noig v'behem v'tumeh. You could say there's maybe no halacha of eivim and achai, but the Yehudi holds that there's an issa eivim menachai by tuma. So here you can mitzaref a tuma and a tahira to aser both each other. And like Tosfos said, it means also basa menachai, not afka eivim menachai, basa menachai. So that's the teretz. Zok to Gemara. So it says, so Mar says, what are you making this? It's saying chay yishneim. So avmitzah shneim, what are you going to say? My love, lo mistarfi. But if they're both dead, it's not mistarf. That's what you're saying? It's not mistarf? Okay, my eerie the road betoni mises para v'chai gomel. So why do you go to find the case it's not mistarf? Why do you have to say a case one's alive, one's dead? Hafil mises shneim lo mistarfi. Even if they're both dead, lo mistarfi. So why do you have to run to a case where it says mises para v'chai gomel? Even if they're both dead, lo mistarfi. If the whole diyek is, the only time it's mistarf is only when they're both alive. So say, even when they're both dead, that they're both the same, both similar, still have mistarf for you. So it's back at kasha. What do you mean? It sounds like they're both dead. And it's mistarf. Voitanya, and it's a first surprise, really. Voitanya, it's a braisa. Chatzai is par b'chayeya, v'chatzai is gomel v'misasa. You know, kosher animal, non-kosher animal, one's alive, one's dead. Ain't mistarf, not mistarf. But the braisa fears us here. V'chatzai is miparo. A half a zayis from a cow, a half a zayis from a camel. Bein b'chayeh, bein misasa, mistarfim. And what does that mean? It can mean that the mistarf are alive and dead, because then kasha reisha asefa. The reisha says they're not mistarf, alive and dead. Elav, shema mino. What it means to say is, if they're both alive and they're both dead, it's mistarf. Elav, shema mino, misa shnei mistarfim. They're both mistarfim. So you have infers to b'raisa that they are mistarf. So we have two kashas. The problem is that smash over here, the two dead animals. One's kosher, one's non-kosher, it's mistarf. So like we said before, that bishlom fi rav, you can say it's talking about tumma. And Levi holds takam mistarf in fachila. But according to Rav Asi, if you want us, what are you going to say? Omer Rav Asi, you're right. This tana, taka holds, if they're both dead, it's mistarf, fachila. But I'll tell you pshat in them. You know what pshat is? Hay tana sova, issa chal issa. That tana holds, issa is chal and issa. If it's chal and issa, so on a behemoth tmeya, chal issa nevela, and therefore, it will be chal the issa and can mitzdarav to other nevela. We'll have issa nevela. So this is Tosfos Raya before that all these man diyarim were arguing all hold in issa chal issa. There has to be a new reason why they hold that it's mitzdarav achilah according to Levi. Because master dafka hay tana sov issa chal issa and no other tana.